This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on a measles outbreak in Illinois, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, a measles outbreak in Illinois reminds us of the importance of measles immunization. Second, cases of multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, a rare but serious illness associated with COVID-19, are still occurring, especially among unvaccinated children. Third, a gastrointestinal illness outbreak in Montana is linked to uncooked and undercooked morel mushrooms. Finally, Legionella growth in water pipes is the main cause of outbreaks linked to tap water in the U.S. Welcome. I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'll be filling in for Charlotte Kent, MMWR's editor-in-chief. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of March 11th. Measles is a highly contagious vaccine-preventable disease. It can cause serious complications, especially in young children. About 1 in 5 people with measles are hospitalized. Thanks to a strong childhood vaccination program, measles stopped being constantly present in the U.S. in the year 2000. As the number of unvaccinated children increases, measles outbreaks are becoming more common. In the first report, the Cook County Department of Public Health in Illinois launched an investigation after 5 measles cases were reported in the fall of 2023. Investigators found that measles had spread between unvaccinated children who lived in the same apartment building but had no contact with each other. This is different from previous large outbreaks where spread largely occurred among people who socialized with each other. Although all patients in this outbreak were eligible to receive the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, none had been vaccinated due to cultural barriers, limited access to care, and vaccine hesitancy. In total, more than 400 people were exposed, including 13 infants not yet eligible for immunization. This outbreak is a reminder that measles is a highly contagious disease. Transmission can occur between children who have no social contact with each other. Measles is so contagious that a person can get it by being in a room up to 2 hours after someone with measles has left the room. All age-eligible people who are susceptible to measles should get 2 doses of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Ideally, the first dose should be administered to babies when they are 12 to 15 months old, and the second dose should be given when children are 4 to 6 years old. Multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children is a rare but serious condition that typically occurs 2 to 6 weeks after infection with SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. It results in fever and inflammation of multiple organs, such as the heart, skin, gastrointestinal tract, and others. In the second report, investigators provide an update about cases of multisystem inflammatory syndrome that had illness onset and were reported to CDC in 2023. Although cases have greatly decreased since the start of the pandemic, monthly cases increased in the fall of 2023 following increases in COVID-19 activity. Most cases in 2023 occurred in unvaccinated children and children whose immunity from prior vaccination had declined over time. Among children diagnosed in 2023, 58% were previously healthy with no underlying medical conditions, and 50% required ICU-level care. 3 children died. Parents, clinicians, and public health practitioners should be aware that although reported cases have decreased since 2020, they still occur. The best way to prevent multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children is by staying up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. In addition, taking other preventive actions, such as hand washing and increasing ventilation, can help. During March to April of 2023, 51 people reported gastrointestinal illness after eating at a restaurant in Montana. The outbreak resulted in 3 hospitalizations and 2 deaths. In the last report, public health officials in Montana collaborated with CDC to find the source of the outbreak. Food samples were collected from the restaurant, including pieces of morel mushrooms. Testing identified uncooked and undercooked morel mushrooms as the likely source of illness. Multiple food safety violations were identified. The restaurant was closed until all health code violations had been addressed. Although morel mushrooms are considered edible, rare cases of illness after eating them have been reported. Morel mushrooms should be cooked thoroughly before eating. CDC collects reports of enteric disease outbreaks, as well as foodborne and waterborne outbreaks, through its National Outbreak Reporting System. In the last report, researchers analyzed data to understand outbreaks associated with drinking water and prevent future outbreaks. During 2015 to 2020, 214 outbreaks associated with drinking water were reported in the U.S. These outbreaks resulted in more than 2,000 cases, 500 hospitalizations, and 80 deaths. Legionella-associated outbreaks increased in number and were the leading cause of drinking water-associated outbreaks reported during the surveillance period. Public health departments, regulators, and drinking water partners can use these findings to identify emerging waterborne disease threats, guide outbreak response and prevention programs, and support regulatory efforts. That's all for this briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.